Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Any ideas on who this week's mystery player is? He's 6'2", 214 pounds. It's Minnesota Vikings free safety, Harrison Smith. Now it's time for Skull Science with Ben Lieber.
All right, for this segment here of Skull Science, we're here with Eric Kendricks, stud linebacker out of UCLA, and we're going to talk about momentum and specifically tackling. Momentum can be defined as the mass of the player multiplied by their velocity. So could you show us on this very willing blocking dummy? It's had a long camp already. But for you as a player, when you're practicing your tackling, what are some of the things technique-wise that you guys are taught and some of the things that you implement every time you go to make a tackle?
First and foremost, I would say you got to keep your head up. Any good tackle starts with the head up because you want to be safe, obviously. But as you make contact, you always want to be moving your feet. Me, personally, I always try to hit a guy at a certain angle, whether it's at this towards this angle or this angle, because the hardest way to go is straight down the center.
Newton's third law of motion states that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. An example of this can be shown with Newton's cradle toy. The momentum of the first ball flows through the middle and releases the same momentum to the last ball. So what does this have to do with football? If Eric Kendricks comes at a player with X amount of momentum, according to Newton's third law of motion, that player should be released with the same amount of force in the opposite direction.
Here's the rush, and there goes Matthew Stafford, sacked by Eric Kendricks.
So if this blocking dummy is coming at an angle this way,
then I try to meet his angle and put my head across and my head up.
And what do you do with your, do you drop your hips?
I drop my hips and keep my chest up, but I also bring my arms with it as I go. So it's all kind of one motion.
And it's all one motion.
Yeah, one motion.
And Eric Kendricks sacks him. Second sack for the rookie from UCLA.
A football is about 1 pound, so Kendricks coming to tackle you is like 227 footballs hitting you at once. It's something that you do very, very well. For being a young guy, you take great angles to the football as an inside linebacker, and meaning that there's no wasted movement. You're not bowing out on the running back. You're taking nice, tight angles to the line of scrimmage, and that pretty much takes away any sort of cutback angle and gets you to point A and point B much quicker, right? So let's just demonstrate that real quick. I'm the running back. You get in your linebacker position. And real quick, when you get in your linebacker position, what are you thinking about weight-wise? Are you thinking about anything with your feet?
I want to be on the inside toes of my inside balls of my feet right here so I can push off either way. You know, that first step is very crucial, especially in the NFL. Everything's faster. So that first step, you want to have no wasted movement. You want to get to where you're going.
That's why you always come inside out, because if I don't cut back,
if you don't come
keep
back,
going, the
then,
side
I'm
gonna, line,
then I can trust my speed and I'm in a good angle to make a tackle from behind.
And then what if I do one of these my feet?
You're not going to do that, first of all.
Why not?
Because I'm going to make the tackle beforehand.
No, but I got long arms. See, look at that.
A lot of people have long arms. Proper tackle technique. I'm right here.
Eric Kendricks weighs 227 pounds. 227 pounds is equal to 1,000 decks of cards being thrown at you. Boy, that's a lot of paper cuts. For all the young kids out there, if they're just starting to learn how to play football, specifically on defense, what are the sort of the things that you need to tell kids as they're learning to play the game, how to stay safe?
First and foremost, I'm gonna tell you what was taught to me when I was that age, and that was by my older brother, Chad, who played football. And he said, you see what you hit. So if you're not seeing what you're hitting, then you're doing it wrong. Every time I make a tackle, I try to see what I hit, and that's bring your eyes up and bring your head across the bow and use your arms to wrap.
And that way that we're taught is if your eyes go down, and this is really for anything, like gymnasts know this, wherever your eyes take you, your body's going to take you, right?
Absolutely.
So you probably shouldn't be running like this, leave your feet torpedo like Bobby Boucher does.
No, Bobby Boucher is a crazy football player, and you know, not very sane. He's very insane. And I definitely would not leave with my head like that.
So we probably shouldn't watch Waterboy and use that as tackling tape. Because I think there is a scene, too, where he actually comes in with cleat first.
Yeah, I mean, when I run up to the bag, the last thing I think of is to put my cleat.
Yeah, in the guys. That would be a pencil kick.
Yeah.
Pencil kicks are illegal, as far as I know.
Got him. Got him.
Up next, another young fan gets a shot at KidCaster.
I'm Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings, and joining us now is...
Noah Schittler.
Noah, where are you from?
I'm from Minnesota.
Who's your favorite Viking?
Adrian Peterson.
Do you think we're going to have a really good season this year?
Yes.
Like how good? Super Bowl good?
Maybe.
Are you excited to call this play?
Yes.
Here's what we do with KidCaster. We show these fantastic Vikings fans a Vikings play. They hear my call from last season. Then we play the play back without my call. And Noah's going to make the call. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. 3-2.
Aaron Rodgers shotgun, James Starks to his right, John Kuhn right in front of him. He takes the snap, the Vikings blitz. Rodgers hit as he throws, incomplete. He was hit as he threw.
They haven't blown the whistle, it might be a fumble.
It's the captain, 40-30-20, 10-5. The captain has become a general if it stands.
As KidCaster goes, they think so highly of your KidCasting talents, Noah. They gave you a difficult play. Here's what you need to know. A, we don't like the Green Bay Packers, correct? Okay, isn't that right, everybody? Woo! Secondly, so when that number 12 gets hit, we're cool with it. It's Everson Griffin stripping the ball, and then I kind of blew it during the call, but don't tell anybody. Captain Munnerlin picks up the ball, streaks into the end zone for a touchdown. That's what your call is. Are you ready? Round of applause for Noah to pump him up a little bit. Here we go. Without my call, 3-2.
Roger takes the snap, and Everson Griffin.
Strip sack.
Strip sack, and Captain Munnerlin runs for the touchdown.
Look at Captain. Give me a 2010 touchdown.
2010 touchdown.
No, give me touchdown.
Touchdown.
Do it again.
Touchdown.
Do it again.
Touchdown.
You want to work in this game? Give me the captain.
The captain.
Noah, ladies and gentlemen, how about that? Another aspiring KidCaster